Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul driven, soul intended. Amen. Amen. So, in this particular Spiritually Logic mini episode, is what I'm going to call it, we're going to focus on a message from spirit. Forgive the background noise because I'm actually sitting outside the cottage, just getting a breath of fresh air on this early afternoon in Dallas. It's a mild day. It's about 62 degrees, which is, you know, nice weather, perfect weather for me. I like mild temps like this. Anyway, so I brought out my Disney deck, Do You Believe in Magic? Which I'm using only until I get my replacement decks in the mail. But anyway, you all can't see it, but here, I threw out a few cards, three to be exact, just for the hell of it. And once I saw what came out, Spirit said, put it out there. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it out there. So the first card that came out is the Ten of Swords. Ten of Swords, 10 being a number of completion, completing a cycle, moving on to the next. Should you apply the lessons learned? Amen. Amen. Swords representing the aspects of the soul space, which is the total embodiment of who we are as spiritual beings in a physical casing. So that's every aspect of who we are, our affection aspect, our emotional, our mental, our spiritual, our physical aspects. So the Ten of Swords, if any of you all are familiar with my intuitive readings, represents the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul entails deep, hidden, or suppressed things that we have experienced in our life, most likely from childhood on up, that we have buried so deep down inside that we don't even realize is a part of how we function in today's present life. Yes? Yes. So, someone out there, or many of you out there within the collective, are experiencing or going through the dark night of the soul. Okay, and this could be particularly air signs, Libra, Gemini, or Aquarius, either in your sun, moon, rising, or even Venus aspects. But for many of you out there, this is a very dark, scary, emotional time that you are going through. Amen. Amen. And it is because Spirit is edging you, pushing you to grow, to expand, to deal with things that have held you bound for so long that you may not even realize. It is calling you to release, to face, to deal with, to release, and to grow and expand, to break out of that skin and breed a new skin. Somewhat of a snake shedding its skin, so to speak. Okay, so if you can successfully go through and complete your dark night of the soul, you're completing a cycle and moving on to the next level. Now, with that said, moving on to the second card, some people don't always successfully complete their dark night of the soul, which puts them into a place of not only repeating a cycle, but also remaining stagnant and somewhat lying to themselves. And I say that, or wearing a mask of self. And I say that because the second card that came out is the Two of Swords in reverse. Now, the Two of Swords usually represents the mask, a false person. Someone who isn't being their true selves or hiding their true selves from someone else. Okay, now this could be on many different levels. It doesn't always have to be of a malevolent or malicious intent or level, but this could be something as someone hiding, for example, their sexual preference for fear of rejection. Okay, but with this card coming out in the reverse, this means that someone is wearing a mask of self. They're hiding their true selves from self. So someone out there is not being truthful with who they are to themselves. So there's someone looking in the mirror, and you have brown eyes, but when you tell yourself, I really have gray eyes, but you naturally have brown eyes. So someone out there, or many who may resonate with this, are not being their true selves within themselves. They're hiding themselves from self. Okay, and again, with this being in the reverse, it's reflecting self, and also swords representing the soul space, the total embodiment of who we are as spiritual beings within a physical casing. Swords also represents, again, air sign energy. Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. Could either be your sun, moon, rising, or Venus. And the third card coming out is the Queen of Wands in reverse, the High Priestess in reverse. Wands representing fire sign energy. Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries energy. Okay, wands representing the aspects of creativity, spirituality, communication, the emotional body. Amen. Amen. So with this Queen of Wands, the High Priestess in reverse, someone is presenting themselves as the High Priestess, and falsely. High Priestess is normally known to be highly intuitive, gregarious, in a sense, it could be very fun, but very intuitive, very in tune with their own emotions, their spirituality, their creative body, and is very knowledgeable in the things of spiritual aspects. And is always learning, but they're highly knowledgeable in these aspects. Now, again, with this High Priestess coming out in the reverse, someone could be falsely presenting themselves to self, thinking that they are of a High Priestess energy when they're actually not. So this gives a sign or sense of ego being present. Someone may have goals to be or want to be at a High Priestess level, and because their ego is in the way and they have not fully done the work, they're telling themselves that they are High Priestess level when they're actually not. Okay, and you may reach the High Priestess level if you successfully go through and complete this dark night of the soul experience. Amen. Amen. So these are the three cards that came out. Each card can resonate individually or all three together, collectively as a whole. Take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Don't try to make anything fit if it doesn't fit with ease. Amen. Amen. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and bow out of this mini session of Spiritually Logic. You can always visit my website, Bryce Bryson Photo, gr.wixsite or wixsite.com/souldriven. And you can go ahead and see my spreads that I've put out in the past and just soul-driven, soul-intended content. Amen. Amen. And I have resumed booking and scheduling sessions for intuitive readings, coaching sessions. I also have my online coaching courses as well available. So reach out. You can reach out either to my Spiritually Logic email or on my website, spirituallylogic@gmail.com, or even souldrivensoulintended@gmail.com. I love you all, and as always, until the next time, deuces.